Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. And it's always different than this particular piece just because it's done on different days. So let's see what we get for this week. I'm just looking at one of the prints that we put up on the wall, and the sun's on it, and now it's like, oh, I don't know if that's such a good idea. So let's see what we get for this week. Dear ones, perhaps you're going to feel rushed. Perhaps you're going to feel as if you do not have time to do all that you want to do, and at the same time you don't feel like doing much of anything. And so it is, guilt might be playing a role for many of you, not because it's necessary, but because it's an overlay, a piece from 3D that you're still dealing with. The guilt of not being who you think you should be, even though there's no need for you to have to do that. Do you see what we are saying? And so it is that we wish for you to know that no matter what is demanded of you in the next few days, no matter what you feel you should do, is you will forget all that in just a matter of weeks. And it will be like as if, why did I ever think that was a requirement? Do you see what we are saying? And so it is that we wish for you to allow yourself to relax. Now, this, of course, is something that will not happen easily or instantaneously or even necessarily this week. But we wish for you to know that you don't have to push yourself so diligently, that the shoulds are of yesterday. And granted, that is a difficult piece for all, not because only of this life, but of the many, many lives you've had where you did as you should do rather than what you wanted to do. And yes, we are aware that in the United States there is a major holiday happening, and that is why we wish to reiterate that there will be a great number of shoulds for most of you in so many different ways. But those shoulds will dissipate not only in wanting to do them, but also in knowing that you need to do them. Do you see what we are trying to say is as you move further and further into your new being, you won't have the need to do as much as you thought you were supposed to do as the shoulds. You are thinking more and more in terms of your new world. Now, what's the analogy we can use? Think of yourself as no longer being of Earth, that you have transitioned into another place. Once that happens, the shoulds of the many shoulds, you know, the I have to go to the store to do this, I have to do, are gone. It no longer matters. And when you were reviewing your life, most, if not all of those shoulds disappear. They're just no longer there because you're in a different place, in a different way of looking at life in general, you see? And so it is for you now. What you don't understand is as you transition into your new being, Yes, it's not death, but transitioning into your new being. You have different objectives. You have different means of fulfilling them. You have a different life, you see? And once you have that different life, those shoulds that once reigned so supremely in your life disappear. And so it is, any guilt you might feel, any pressure to do something or not do something that you are feeling now will dissipate as you move further and further into your new being. You know, in school, if you didn't get the grade you expected in, say, sixth grade, you say to yourself, I should have studied. By the time you're an adult, that doesn't matter to you whether you pass that grade highly or in the middle range or even didn't pass the grade. That happened in sixth grade. You are an adult. That happened way back when. It doesn't matter. But in the sixth grade, you go over and over again how you should have studied, or if you would have only known to study this, or if you... Do you see what we are saying? And so it is now. So those pieces that are making you feel guilty today or even tomorrow or even 2 weeks from now will no longer matter as you move further and further, as you transition, yes, transition is a word, into your new being. It is like a death of the old. You are no longer the being you were. So the shoulds that were important no longer are. Now, you ask, how at this time can you decipher the difference between shoulds that you have to pay attention to and shoulds that don't matter? And we will tell you quite easily, if you question whether you should do or say something, that is part of what you are going to forget, negate when you transition. Do you see? If you are questioning, if you do it automatically, that is one thing. But if you question and you, as you, the old word, stew about it, think about it, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? It is done. You see? It is done. And so it is that you are transitioning rapidly. So the minor shoulds and hurts and pains that you are feeling now or guilt won't matter. And so it is. You have the freedom to be. The freedom to be who you are. Allow that to happen easily. And we will add, for those of you who are considering whether you should celebrate the holiday in the traditional way or close yourself in your house and never come out or do it differently or whatever. If it is that big of thought process for you, that whatever you do will feel wrong, go with the least wrong. Go with the wrong in your mind. And of course, nothing is wrong, but go with the wrong in your mind that is most beneficial for you now. In a way, if you remember when you were an early teen or preteen, you would have these emotional flares and everything was important and everything was dramatic, and one second you would be a child and the next second you'd be an adult and then you'd be a child and an adult, and you wavered back and forth and you didn't know who you are. That's what's happening to you now. So allow yourself to waver back and forth. Allow yourself to be. And if you have to make a decision that is extremely traumatic, make a decision that is least painful for you now. Now, of course, that sounds as if there are two different steps to take. We will reiterate. The first is if you do not quite know which way to turn. And you have to question it over and over. I should do this, I should do that, but I don't want to. I should do this. Vote for that, I don't want to. And if it is something that either direction will cause you pain or fear or agony, you know, not going to someone's house for Thanksgiving or something of that nature, do what is the most peaceful for your inner being. You see? For some of you, not going to your family's Thanksgiving is more not peaceful than attending. Not because you want to be there, but because of the, as you say, flack you will receive afterwards is not worth the price. So you spend 4 hours doing something and don't have to pay for it afterwards. You see what we're saying? Be kind to yourself. Nurture yourself. Accept yourself. And whenever you are wavering into the shoulds, remember the grade in the sixth grade that you should have studied more, but now means nothing to you. Do you see? Allow yourself, your new being, to lead you more and more. Nurture yourself more and more. And one of the ways of nurturing yourself right now is allowing you to take the least painful road, no matter what it is. That is a way of nurturing yourself. So if you can't make a decision, take the least painful decision to make. So be it. Amen. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again next week. Good day.